sports, politics, life. Amazing Garage Floors presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at AmazingGarageFloors.net.
You may have noticed this week I've tried very, very hard to be respectful and considerate and serious and honest about these people trapped in this submarine that is floating somewhere near the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean, and the lives that almost certainly now will be lost as they are pretty much out of oxygen at this point, and still nobody knows what happens. I think we're all hoping that maybe the vessel broke or something and they died instantly instead of suffering a miserable days long in the dark, panic-stricken death. I can't even imagine what it was like. So we've tried to be respectful, but we've learned so much now about these people that were on board, and it is a very, very, very unique story because there is some bias to this story because we know a billionaire was on board. We know his really rich friend decided not to go because of safety concerns. We know one of the richest men in Pakistan decided to board the thing with his 19-year-old son. This thing is straight out of Hollywood. It is the rich. It is the elite. It is the, I don't even know what you'd say about the people that own this business, OceanGate, and the CEO, Stockton Rush, who is on board. We're now learning more about him. These are people that are far different than you and I. I don't know why anybody would want to do this. I don't know why this would be your pursuit. I don't understand being obsessed with things like the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean. A lot of these things don't add up. It is the playground of the wealthy. I think we know what we're talking about here, that we're going to go do something that other people not as good as us can ever do. They're fulfilling something of their elite lifestyle, and I can't take it out of this story. I can't. When you hear it's $250,000 to go down there for a few hours and come back up, you cannot take that component out of this story. And it makes you wonder what motivates people to be like this. Makes you wonder how they got as wealthy as they did, whether they're truly exceptional people living far greater lives than you and I. I can't answer that. But we're learning too much about the people on board and the people that run this company, because the more we learn, the less bad we feel. Is that the way you say it? No, because it's tragic either way. People losing their lives is tragic, but we did have 12 people killed on Juneteenth just from gunfire. We had over 100 people shot. People die every day in car wrecks because it's just a way of life. We have people that die every day. There is tragedy in life. This is seemingly more tragic because it's optional tragedy. If you are driving to work one day and you get hit by somebody and you lose your life, that's a freak accident and it's horrible and it's terrifying for the entire family. But you weren't doing something frivolous. You weren't learning how to skydive and had an accident. Or these people that do these selfies on top of cliffs. Two or three people a year die taking pictures of themselves, selfies, in dangerous places. We had a man last week fall off the bridge thing at the Grand Canyon. They're investigating whether he actually fell over the rail or whether it was a suicide. Some people jump 4,000 feet and kill themselves in the Grand Canyon. It's been a fact of life in the Grand Canyon forever. But sometimes it's an accident. Sometimes somebody slips on a rock trail while climbing and they fall into a ravine and they lose their lives, and these things are tragic and horrible. This one is unlike any other story we've ever seen, and people are fascinated by this because of the sheer gutsiness of the people that went and did this. Now we're learning more and more and more about the people on board, including the CEO of OceanGate, Stockton Rush, whose wife is a descendant of Titanic passengers that were actually featured in the movie Titanic, an elderly couple that decided not to flee the Titanic as she was going down, and they stayed in bed together and drowned. They stayed in their cabin, their stateroom, on the Titanic, and drowned. Now, seemingly, they would still be there, correct? If they were closed in their room and the ship went down, they're probably still there. Stockton Rush's wife is a descendant of that couple. Somehow, I don't know the entire story. But he becomes the CEO of OceanGate. This becomes his passion. And one of the things we're learning about Stockton Rush on board this vessel is that he thought pilots for this vessel with military experience were not inspirational and said, quote, 50-year-old white guys, end quote, are not inspirational. And he was searching for younger 25-year-old people that could pilot this sub and take people down and show them around because young people are more inspirational than 50-year-old white guys. He also went on to say that anybody can drive this sub, anybody, that was his word, anybody can drive this sub because it's controlled by a $30 video game controller. So the billionaires, dude, I'm telling you, if you ever watched Gilligan's Island and you thought, oh, no way, there's a skipper and then there's a hapless Gilligan and there's a movie star and there's a billionaire and there's a scientist, that's what this is. This is Gilligan's Island on board this thing. You've got the CEO of this company bad-mouthing 50-year-old white guys looking for inspirational sub-pilots because they built a submarine that is controlled by a $30 video game controller that you can buy at Best Buy. You have a billionaire whose best friend was going to pay and put the money down, was going to go and said, you know what, I looked in there and saw too many items that I can buy at Best Buy. I ain't going down and doing this. You can't make this story up. And I know this podcast sometimes can be viewed as mean-spirited, that I'm opinionated, that whatever. I am not losing any sleep for these people. I'm just not. And I appreciate all the news coverage and everybody just like grabbing the top of their head going, oh, what a horrible thing. But let's be honest. If we're being honest, we don't feel bad for these people. We're looking at them going, well, I would never have done that. That's the first thing. The second thing is the only reason it's just like a massive story is not these cast of characters on board. The 19-year-old boy is, it's a horrific thing that his dad took him. That's just a terrible life lost. Okay, the dad can do whatever he wants. Taking your 19-year-old boy, it's just shameful. It's just terrible that this occurred. But mostly, it's the macabre. We're looking at this thinking, what was this like? What was this 4 or 5 days like? Were they conscious? Were they awake? I don't know that we'll ever know. They got to find the thing to find out, but it looks like all of them will have lost their lives. It seems impossible at this point that they're going to survive this thing. And the macabre is sitting around talking with your friends of what would it be like? You got 4 days worth of oxygen. Are they blaming each other? Are there fights? You know what's occurred to me? If I'm the pilot and I know the dangers of this thing, I mean, I think I might have taken like some poison pills with me. Like the last thing I'm going to do is be stuck for 5 days and die. Let me swallow this and end it. Would you have something like that on board? I don't know. We're all thinking about this stuff, but let me tell you what we're not thinking about. We're not thinking, what a tragic deal, what a horrible accident, what a terrible, you know, thing for these people. This was optional. This was all so optional and unnecessary. Why are we diving 13,000 feet deep to look at the Titanic? That is an illness. There is something wrong with you, right? I mean, I know some dudes that are like completely obsessed with playing golf. I don't see the danger in it. I mean, I guess you could wreck your cart and break a leg. If you play in Florida, maybe you go get a ball and there's a gator there. We've seen people bitten by gators playing golf, but come on. This is just, I don't know, this story, the more I've learned and now learning about this CEO of OceanGate, I think we can go ahead and put him in a category of a person we know, right? He's a dreamer. He's done this because it's, what, international waters. Nobody's regulating this. He's got a $30 video game controller operating a sub that he charges $250,000 for to go down and look at a wrecked ship from over 100 years ago. This isn't real life. I don't even know what we're talking about. This guy cuts corners. He doesn't want military experience pilots, 50-year-old white guys, because they're not inspirational. He's looking for younger people. Presumably what? He didn't go on to say it. What's he looking for? People of color? People of different sexual identity? What's he looking for to pilot this thing? Really? That's who you are, and this is what you do. And your company, OceanGate, you've lost your life. Your family is left behind. Your company's in a shambles. Lawsuits will be easily won. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's just awful, only because we're The only reason this story is so big is everybody talking about this story is putting themselves in there. But folks, remember this. You wouldn't go on there. I've asked like 20 people over the last few days, and they're all like, oh, hell no. No. So we're all putting ourselves in the situation of being on there, but let's go to Realville here, okay? Realville is you would never have gotten on. I don't think I would have gone on the launch ship 900 miles east of Boston and 350 miles from Newfoundland in the middle of the ocean where the Titanic went down. I don't think I'd do that. A cruise ship? Sure. I'll go. I'm not afraid of the ocean. I like boats, but I don't think I'd go on the launch thing and just be on the main ship up there at the top of the water. And now we just have dozens of military vessels for days and days and days looking for these people. I don't know, man. I want to be respectful. It is a loss of life. It's a terrible thing. And we've all put ourselves in that sub, but remember, you would not be in that sub. I think that's the important thing to remember. You wouldn't be in there, and I wouldn't be in there. Like, maybe one out of 100 of you listening right now would be like, yeah, I'd probably go. If it was a free ride, I would have tried it. Just a tiny Google search, a little research. Like, maybe call one other person who's done it before and say, would you do it again? And they go, hell no. That thing, we were stuck for 2 hours. It was dark. No. I don't think you're going to find anybody that went on it that said, oh, yeah, I want to go again. No, hell no. Mm-mm. Boy, I mean, if everybody's going to enter the race to run for president on the Republican side, maybe Riley Gaines should run. I don't think she's old enough. I think you have to be 35, right? So I don't think Riley Gaines is old enough. But the former swimmer, college swimmer at Kentucky, is really getting it done now. She is something else. And if she wants to run for office, she's going to get elected in Kentucky. That's going to be really easy. The Senate had a hearing called Protecting Pride. It's Pride Month. You know what this is. Protecting Pride is about the sexual minority. I got a really nice email from a guy who said, keep it up. Keep using the term sexual minority. Because we use the term racial minority or whatever. Sexual minority. That's what they are. The sexual minority and Dem privilege. These are the two big key phrases we got to use out there over and over and over. Dem privilege. Sexual minority. These are good terms. They're respectful. They're honest. They need to be played. For some reason, they're having a Protecting Pride hearing in the Senate. And I would think that if the Democrats are bringing this on, and this is about representing the underrepresented, the last person they'd invite is Riley Gaines. But they invited Riley Gaines, and she's now when she does interviews, she wears a t-shirt that says XX. Not equal to XY, right? Female is XX chromosomes and male is XY. It's pretty funny. And she wears this on her appearances now. XX and then the equal sign with a slash through it. Not equal to XY. Pretty good stuff. Well, she literally got to a point where she was crying in front of the Senate. They're asking her questions about this and she's talking about competing with Leah Thomas, the man, with junk. Allowed to use their locker room, and she starts telling stories of her and the other female swimmers changing clothes, being nude and embarrassed in front of this person, knowing it's a man, and then watching him undress her, and seeing the junk, the male genitalia, all right there in the same locker room, and she's literally in tears. Shouldn't that story alone just end it? We're done. There'll be no more biological men competing against women. Shouldn't that alone be reason? And one of the silly Dems on the deal says, well, we solved that problem. We read that they solved that problem by declaring the locker room unisex. No, that doesn't solve anything. You may have in your life a wonderful freestyle attitude that you can be with any freak, any pervert, and be nude or group sex or around anybody else and walk around and go to nude beaches. Guess what? Most of us aren't like that. I'm not interested in a nude beach. Okay. I'm not interested in a locker room with men and women. I don't want unisex anything. Out. Not comfortable. And if I'm not comfortable, I can't imagine how uncomfortable women must feel. They get into this debate about Serena and Venus Williams. One of the senators, Democrat senators, says that they can beat men. They're the greatest. They're better than, there's no difference between male and women, men and women, biologically. There's no physical difference. Men aren't stronger than women, whatever. Did they play the video of the high school volleyball player that sent the girl to the hospital? The boy playing with the girls that spiked it over the net into the face of the girl and broke her nose and sent her to the hospital? Did they show that video? Probably not. So we're talking about Serena and Venus Williams, and the senator's like, well, they can beat men. They're better than all men. They're the best in the world. And Riley Gaines is like, yeah, no, not so much. Like, Riley Gaines was ready for this. And she said, no, the 203rd ranked man in the world beat both Serena and Venus because they publicly said, we can beat anybody outside the top 200. And then the 203rd ranked player beat both of them. So Serena went on to say, and has come around, Serena Williams has said, men's tennis and women's tennis, quote, it's a completely different sport. I only want to play against girls. Done. I agree with her. She's right. We've watched this before. We've watched Annika Sorenstam, the greatest female golfer of all time, try to play in men's golf tournaments. It didn't work. We know the times in the Olympics, don't we? We see the times in the pool. We see the times at the track. We see the high jumpers, the pole vaulters. Somehow, the male numbers are always better than the female numbers. That's no knock on females. They're tougher than men. They bear children. Right? There's no knock. It's just follow the science. It's the science. We actually have it. And there was a special testimony by a doctor on this Senate hearing. And this doctor couldn't answer if males are stronger or physically superior to females. Couldn't answer the question. Says, well, I'm a scientist and there's not enough data. I'm like, there's not enough data? What? There's not enough data. Okay. How about this? Which is faster, the tortoise or the hare? Oh, we don't have enough data on that. I don't know. I guess it's possible that a turtle can run as fast as a rabbit. We just don't have enough data on that. Oh my God, these people. Can you believe that? I mean, this thing blew up in their face. They had a Senate hearing called Protecting Pride, and Riley Gaines goes in there and just drops one bomb after another on them. She was fantastic. I am such a fan of Riley Gaines. Good for her and anything that she wants, seriously, like anything she wants to do. KKHI is brought to you by Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Online at AdvantageTPC.com, 913-768-8989, and all your critters are gone. Even if you have bats in the belfry, squirrels in the attic, or just creepy crawlers around the baseboards of your house, they get rid of all of it. AdvantageTPC.com. Earth Effects Outdoor Living is your new landscaper. These folks will do it all, whether it's just a tidy little cleanup job, or if you want to build some cool hardscapes, like an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, hardscapes, lighting, big jobs, small jobs. Earth Effects Outdoor Living is online at eeoutdoor.com. 816-478-7700. Daniel's been in business over 25 years. Anywhere in the Kansas City area, all your landscaping needs. Earth Effects Outdoor Landscaping, eeoutdoor.com. And 360 Document Solutions, copiers, printers, voiceover, IP, phone systems, and the service you deserve. If you're doing business with machines like this at your office from some big corporation where a sales rep came and sold this to you, and now when you're trying to fix something that breaks down, you're speaking with somebody in India or Guatemala, you're with the wrong company. 360 can get you out of them. It is all about customer service at 360 Document Solutions. Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma. They've got reps all over the place, and they service what they sell. They stand by you. Can you imagine that? Calling somebody locally, a real person, they'll come right over and help you out. That's the 360 difference. 360documentsolutions.com. 913-745-5344. A new Gallup poll is out. I like this one. Oh, you're going to like this one a lot. More Americans this year, 2023, say they are very conservative or conservative on social issues than said so in 2022 and 2021. So here's what's happened since Biden took over. Since Biden took over, we had 30% of respondents in his first year say that they're very conservative or conservative on social issues. The next year, his second year of his presidency, it went to 33. This year, it has gone to 38. Wow. At the same time, the percentage saying their social views are very liberal or liberal has dipped from 34 to 29. The portion identifying as moderate remains about the same, 31%. The last time this many Americans said they were socially conservative was 2012, during a period when consistently more U.S. adults identified as conservative rather than liberal on social issues. The biggest gain here is Republicans have gone from 60 to 74%. Independents have gone from 24 to 29, and the Dems have basically stayed the same. So I think the most interesting part of this poll is the biggest increase is 30 to 49-year-olds. This would be people, there's a couple issues here. The pride thing is an element to this. I don't think abortion is big in this. That's just me. I don't. I think schools, I think it's a huge thing. I think the COVID lockdown, I think parents saw in Zoom calls what the education was like. I think more people are homeschooling. I think more people are finding other schools for their kid. Private schools are just thriving right now. I think a lot of parents, when we talk about 30 to 49-year-olds, we're talking about parents here. Well, parents, there's no doubt about it. The biggest increase in this is parents because they see what's going on in the schools. And we have to ask the question, does this poll reflect that Americans are waking up, that liberals have gone too far? It's too much. There's too much, too fast, too soon for these kids, and it doesn't belong in the schools. We'll teach social issues at home. You teach math and science and leave this other stuff out of it. That's what I think this poll reflects. I think it's phenomenal. This is a great sign, folks, that they have gone too far. The left has pushed too far, and now the pushback is beginning. That would be great. There is also deep into the poll some news about economic conservatism. It is up from 40% in 2020 to 44% now. This is the highest it's been since 2012, where 46% of Americans say economically they are conservative. This is crazy. The spread here is crazy. The conservative to liberal economic, are you conservative or liberal economically in your life? 44 conservative, 21 liberal. Like nobody wants to say they're liberal with their money because that just means you're stupid and broke. Honestly, you just spend money you don't have. Nobody wants to be that. Nobody admits to being that. Huge gap there, which also amplifies every election is about the economy. Pound it, pound it, pound it, pound it. I love this survey. This is a Gallup poll. And Americans now identify as conservative more than they have in 11 years. Thank you, Joe Biden, remaking America as only he can. Mayor Q won re-election in Kansas City. We didn't spend much time on this because we knew he would win re-election. It's no big deal, really. This is going to be it. It's his last election. He's going to D.C. after the 24 November election. There's no question about it. He's going to get appointed somehow, somewhere with a senator or staff or a position or lobbyist. He's on to D.C. There's just no question. And I think he wants to, I think he wants Mayor Cleaver's seat eventually, but Cleaver doesn't look like he's resigning at any point or retiring anytime soon. So I think Mayor Q is headed to D.C. to become even more of a player or whatever. He might be eventually headed to CNN or something like that. I don't know. I think he wants to be a senator. I think he wants to be president. He's in the wrong state. He's going to have to relocate, I think. I just don't think Missouri is going to vault him to that. He could run as a Democrat presidential candidate as a Kansas City mayor. He could do that. I don't know if he'll pull through the pack and be able to win it, but I think he's an astute politician. I think he's really good at what he does. I disagree with almost everything that he believes in, but he knows how to play the game. So he wins. He beats Clay Kaschain again. This is ridiculous. Nobody ever real runs against Mayor Q. And now that he's won again, in a strange little off-year June election, which is how the mayor's race works, he's now saying we need to change the mayor's race. It worked for me. I won three times in goofy little elections with incredibly low turnout. The number of people that vote was insanely low. And it's the same with the council positions. So Mayor Q, you always have to think about why is he saying, because it sounds like the right idea. When he says, we need to change the election from this low turnout in June to a November election, preferably in a real election year, the even numbered years. And that sounds right to me, right? Does that not sound right to you? It does. But then you have to ask yourself, why does Mayor Cleaver want to do this? And I think they will change it. And I started thinking, well, there's only one reason why. If there's insanely low turnout, that's when a Democrat would be most susceptible. If somebody just got if you found a way to knock on every Republican's door in Kansas City and actually got them to go vote the other day against Cleaver, I mean, I don't know what Kansas City, Missouri is. Let's say it's 30% Republicans. Well, if they all voted, Cleaver would be out. But they didn't all vote. And I think he sees that as a possibility, a weakness through social media or whatever, that they could get, that they could turn out the vote and get the Republicans to go do this and boot him out. So he sees that as danger down the road. He's also got some ego in this, thinking, well, a candidate's going to come along that's not as great as me and could be defeated. You're not the great Quentin Lucas. So you could be defeated with one of these low turnout elections. Let's get this thing in November where everybody's voting and all the Democrats come out and make sure the mayor of Kansas City is always a Democrat, because we got a lot of work to do to make Kansas City worse. We got a lot of work to do. We the Shake Shack's closed on the plaza. We got to get other businesses closed. I'm sure we can have more looting, more violence, more crime, more poverty, more bad roads. Well, there's a lot of work that the Democrats, the Democrats in Kansas City, Missouri got a lot of work to do to catch up with San Francisco now. I mean, our homeless problem isn't even close to these others. These Dems got some catching up to do. Mayor Q knows that. He wants to make sure the Democrats win every single time. And sometimes you just have to ask why, and I think we know why now. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC is a proud sponsor of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. We thank Mike and Tim and my friends over at Roberts Robinson. They're really good dudes. It's the home of the lifetime warranty. I was on their website yesterday looking at all their great selection of trucks right now, Chevy and GMC. They've got the lifetime warranty absolutely free, and they have low financing on most of them. RobertsRobinson.com. They'll deliver wherever you live. They'll deliver the car right to you. The Finch Knife Company is online at FinchKnifeCo.com. This is one of those great stories. You know, Spencer and Steve over there had this is 2.0 for them. Like, this is, I guess the podcast is 3.0 for me. I did TV, I did radio, now I podcast. 3.0. They're at 2.0. They previously had a business and sold, and their passion is the outdoors, Americana. They're conservative, they're patriots. They love pocket knives. They're like, why don't we build the best pocket knives and make them an homage to America? And they've done that with their series of knives at Finch Knife Co. Finch pocket knives are awesome collector items, but they're great everyday tools. They are beautiful, have gorgeous handles, impeccable design, 154 centimeter U.S. steel blades. These are great tools. You're going to love your Finch pocket knife. And because they're fun guys, every knife they ship comes with a Band-Aid. I think it's kind of cute. Check them out online at FinchKnifeCo.com or visit Shields in Overland Park, The Bullet Hole in Mission, or Teague Tractor in Belton, and see these knives for yourself. Finch pocket knives. Keep life from getting dull. Buck Roofing and Construction is online at rbuckroofing.com. Free roof inspection right now. Get Ron Buck up there, one of his team members. You don't want to go check out your own roof. Let Ron do it. 913-384-2680 for your free inspection. They also work great with your insurance company. If you've had some damage, they will know right away whether this qualifies for insurance or not. They're experts at this. Residential and commercial, available 24/7 for emergencies. 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. College World Series is almost set. Florida is in. They punch out TCU to make it to the finals. The finals work like this. It's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, if necessary. It's a three-game series. And Wake Forest and LSU will play to find out who plays Florida. So we got an all-Southeast final no matter what. Wake Forest is not in the SEC, but they're located in North Carolina. So Florida, Wake Forest. Florida will play Wake Forest or LSU. LSU just smashing through the Rocco's Jello Shot record in Omaha as they're now here. And should they win and make it to the final, my goodness, they're just going to, it'll probably be an unbreakable record for Jello Shots at Rocco's with the LSU fans. But the College World Series is fun. If you don't typically watch it, there isn't much sports going on, folks, this time of year. If you haven't noticed, we talk about the Chiefs a lot in June, which doesn't make any sense, but we do it, and I'm getting ready to do it. But I'm trying to start with baseball because it's the sport of summer, and the College World Series is fun. These guys play hard. They're passionate. It's good baseball. It's dramatic. The stadium is packed. The fans are into it. It's everything you love about college sports. Florida is in. They will play Wake Forest or LSU. All right, here we go. Your football, your obligatory off-season football news. We got a bunch today. I mean, we got a lot of football news. Tyreek Hill may be in some actual trouble. So we know that he was alleged to have assaulted or battered a boat captain in Florida on Father's Day. We've now learned that there were two women on the boat that were not supposed to be on the boat. This boat captain went and saw the two women and said, hey, you got to leave. You got to get off the boat. You're not supposed to be on here. That's when Tyreek Hill allegedly whacked the guy in the back of the neck and the head. Well, we now have an eyewitness account that Tyreek Hill, after he whacked this guy, said, I'm number 10 for the Dolphins, and I can buy you and this boat. Nice. Tyreek Hill playing the card. Do you know who I am? Yes, you're better than us, Tyreek. Of course you are. We know you're better than us. Lived your whole life telling us you're better than us. Good for you. Now the boat captain apparently will press charges if the police will allow it. They have video surveillance. We're not sure it's enough of an incident to press charges. If it was just one slap or something like that, is that a crime? I say it is. Especially if it happened on this guy's boat that you have no right to be on. Could be trespassing as well. Could be something very small. The issue Tyreek Hill has is not that this is the end of the world that he did this. It's in keeping kind of with who and what he is. It's his past transgressions. He's been a violent criminal, convicted felon in the past. The NFL is not the Miami police. The NFL will look at this and they keep a scorecard. Okay, you had this problem, this problem, this problem. There could be a suspension here for Tyreek Hill. Even if there's nothing with the police at all, the NFL is going to get their hands on that video. They're going to look at it. And this is the NFL's conduct policy and whatnot. It's not three strikes, you're out. They're not kicking him out of the league, but a suspension could be in order for Tyreek Hill. The victim, the alleged victim, now says he will bring charges or wants to, and we'll see. The worst part of the story is just, I'm number 10 for the Dolphins. I can buy you and this boat. When you walk around with Dem privilege or athlete privilege, that's the kind of stuff you say. Or actor privilege. Who was it? Reese Witherspoon one time? Was it Reese Witherspoon? No, I got, maybe she's not the right one. Yeah, I think it's her. Like America's Sweetheart. She got pulled over, just hammered, drunk, somewhere in Kentucky, and told the cop, you know who I am. Like, I'm going to take you down. If you arrest me for this, I'm powerful and rich and famous. Wow. The powerful, the rich, and the famous closed down High Boy in Independence yesterday. You ever eat at High Boy? You've not eaten at High Boy. You got to go to High Boy. I used to dine at the one on Blue Ridge. I think it might be closed. If you Google High Boy, it says there's three, but then you go to their website and it only says two and it doesn't mention the Blue Ridge. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Blue Ridge cutoff location. When we first started in radio, we were at 28th and Sterling in Independence. 28th and Appleton, just off Sterling Road. And it was a dump. It's still there and it's still a dump. It was a dump. But it was cool because we were right next to, we were close to Dixon's Chili. In those days, we were very young. There was a Hooters nearby, and we had a High Boy. High Boy right there on Blue Ridge Cutoff. And man, me and Lebo would go there. It was so good. Their burgers are outstanding, but if you really want to do some High Boy, you got to get the tater tots. The tater tots at High Boy are ridiculous. It's a burger shack, man. That's it. It's burger. Oh, underrated is the Italian steak. They've got an Italian steak sandwich, pretty darn good. High Boy's good. Apparently, there's only two of them left. I've not been to the two that are still standing. I've only been to the one. That was Blue Ridge Cutoff, but I think it might be closed. Anyway, there's one on Cudgel Avenue in Independence. And on Wednesday, it was closed. They closed the High Boy on Cudgel in Independence. So Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Jake from State Farm could film a new commercial that you're going to see this football season. I can only imagine Andy Reid and the cheeseburgers. They closed it down. Now, that had to be a good payday for High Boy to close for a day. And what unbelievable publicity. We don't know exactly what the commercial is, but we can guess. Andy Reid and cheeseburgers are one and the same. I can't wait to see it. This is the nicest looking High Boy from the website. It just looks great. It's not a national chain. It's perfect for a television commercial. I can absolutely see why they picked it up. So you want to go to High Boy and eat like a champion? Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes there. Interesting, Patrick Mahomes at High Boy when he owns all the Whataburgers. Interesting. Hey, Patrick Mahomes doesn't care. You're paying me, I'll take it. Pay me. I'll endorse anything. You want me to come speak at your kid's backyard birthday party? Come on, there's a fee for that. I'll do that. No criticism here. I love it. Make it. If you're the best player on earth, do it. Go get it. Hang out with Andy at High Boy and do a Jake from State Farm commercial. Jake from State Farm was later seen. There's social media posts all over the place. Jake from State Farm went clubbing. He's in Kansas City. He shot his High Boy commercial. I'm going clubbing. Jake from State Farm is a wealthy man. These people that are repeatedly in commercials make millions and millions of dollars. It seems unbelievable once they catch, once Flo is on the insurance thing or the girl on the AT&T ad, she's just made millions on those AT&T commercials. The first one I really remember was a guy from here, right? Can you hear me now? Remember the Sprint commercials? The guy goes, Can you hear me now? Guy's name was Paul something. I don't remember what, but he made a ton of money. And then the campaign ended after 10 years or whatever. He sat out for a while. Then a competitor hired him. Do you remember that? It was like Verizon or something hired him to do a couple of ads. Man, once you're in him, you're in him. How about the guy that, the Mayhem guy? I mean, once you're in, you're in. Jake from State Farm is in, man. He is cashing in on this deal. And I presumably every year it's more and more and more. Now, you don't want to be Jared from Subway, who went from losing weight eating at Subway to being a multimillionaire spokesperson to pedophile that's in jail. I don't know how he's in jail. He's minor attracted. Shouldn't they let him out? Isn't that a thing now? It's okay. Jared from Subway should be released into the public. He's just minor attracted. It's no big deal. Let him out. Boy wants to go to Subway and fondle kids. It's okay. The president fondles little girls, sniffs their hair. He's minor attracted. Come on, let's just be more open about this. Can't we? I'm not going to lie, I can't wait to see the commercial. I can't wait to see Andy and Patrick Mahomes with Jake from State Farm at High Boy in Independence. Travis Kelce is in the news because he's Travis Kelce. NBC has submitted Travis Kelce's name to the Emmy Awards for consideration for winning an Emmy as, quote, outstanding guest in a comedy series. Now, they've got an award for everything, if it's as narrow as that. How many guests are in comedy series? I mean, you could, like, five? There you go. Everybody gets nominated. They have nominated Travis Kelce for an Emmy Award, outstanding guest in a comedy series. We have mentioned this offseason that Travis Kelce has two agents. He has a football agent and a Hollywood agent. There is no question he's going to be doing more and more and more Hollywood stuff as his football career winds down. Kadarius Toney is a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's got a Super Bowl ring, and he's very proud of it. Prior to getting a Super Bowl ring. We have now seen a video that surfaced. He's at a jewelry store. He's trying on rings. Maybe he's getting sized so he can tell them what size his Super Bowl ring is going to be. And he puts a ring on his middle finger, and he holds it up to the camera, and he goes, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my Super Bowl ring. I'm going to wear it on this finger, and I'm going to go to New York and flash it in front of everybody in New York. Because he was with the Giants, who apparently he didn't have very good experience with the Giants. It's a funny video. It's not serious. He's making jokes. The people in the jewelry store are laughing. I'm not bad-mouthing Kadarius Toney for doing this. He hasn't actually taken the ring and gone and flipped off the Giants. It's kind of, it's cute and funny more than it's mean. But in humor, there's always a little truth. So we're just going to go ahead and recognize that Kadarius Toney probably doesn't like the New York football Giants very much. But you know what? Doesn't matter. He's a Chief. If he stays healthy, he's going to have a monster year. He's going to do great things here if he stays healthy because he's a wonderful talent. He scored in the Super Bowl. He got him a ring, and life is good. Go live your life. Our final today brought to you by North Kansas City Dental, online at nkcdental.com. Dr. Bill Bush should be your new dentist. B-Stock and bstock.net. Red Tag Alley is underrated at B-Stock. If you visit them at 14680 South Flaming Road, you will find huge discounts on some new scratch and dent type items. Perfect for kids' rooms, basement TVs, your garage, outdoor on the deck, guest rooms. Unbelievable giveaway prices at the Red Tag Alley at bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Don't forget their auction item every week is at the KK List, thekklist.com. Just click on it and see what they started auctioning at $9 this week. The new car image will come to you and detail your car. This is also great for companies and your fleet. They'll keep them clean. This is your automotive concierge. They'll even do your DMV work for you. They'll take your car and get it serviced for you and return it. They'll go to the DMV and get your paperwork done for you. This is your concierge, your vehicle concierge. TheNewCarImage.com. From Belton to Lawrence, baby, they come to you. 816-499-1470. That's 816-499-1470. I cannot recommend more highly the ceramic coat. Brad did it on my car, and honestly, it's a shinier, slicker coat than when it comes off the showroom floor. The ceramic coating is unbelievable. TheNewCarImage.com. Tickets for Less and TicketsForLess.com has a promo code KKHI. You want to go to the College World Series this weekend? TicketsForLess.com. They'll get you in. Go on up to Omaha and see the finals. Florida's playing. TicketsForLess.com. Promo code KKHI. We do a lot of promo codes. Pretty much try the promo code anywhere. Like MyPillow, promo code KKHI. Any sponsor you hear on the podcast or at the KK List, try to use the promo code KKHI. That's it. KKHI at MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, TicketsForLess.com. Wonderful promo code. Our final comes from the world of fencing. And we're not talking about building fences around your house to keep your dog in. We're talking about sword fighting. Who knew that grabbing a sword and trying to poke another person with it is a game of honor and dignity? It is. Apparently, it's a very stuffy game. I don't know much about fencing. But I watched some video of Curtis McDowell, a USA fencer, in the Pan Am Games, lose. I think it was 45, 43 or something like that. He lost. And when he went to shake hands with the competitor, he just slapped at the guy's hand. As that was the end of the match, team match, the teams then started shaking hands. But not Curtis. Curtis went over and kicked over a scorer's table. Then he went after one of the judges or referees and started arguing with them. He was given the red card. Team USA was kicked out of the competition. They were getting ready to play their next round against another country for the bronze medal. They were kicked out, and then they got 0 points for Olympic qualifying because they were kicked out. So they got no points. They may miss the Olympics because one fencer, Curtis McDowell, lost his mind and kicked over a table and went after a judge and ref. Now, don't think John McEnroe here, okay? This was pretty lame as outbursts go, but he did kick over a table. Didn't hurt him, but nobody's sitting at the table. It was frustration from losing. We see stuff like that. As tantrums go, this was pretty minor, but apparently it is not allowed at all in this sport. And I need somebody to send me an email and tell me, I guess I could Google it and try to figure it out. If you know about fencing, why do they have cables on them? You have a cable strapped to your back. What? I don't understand that. Why are you cabled? To keep from going too far across the mat or something? I don't understand it. If you haven't seen it, they're cabled. You have a cable on your back against the other guy. There must be a place that you can only go so far or something. I don't know. It just seems weird that they're cabled while fighting with swords at the Pan Am Games. Way to go, Curtis. Something tells me the USA will find their way into the Olympics anyway. And that would be a good thing. As always, thank you so much for listening to KKHI. Please tell your friends about it if you don't mind. Have them hit that like, follow, or subscribe button on their iPhone or their tablet or wherever they listen. It really helps. We're getting close to 30,000 free subscribers now at KKHI. That is so awesome, and you have been such a big part of that. It's just word of mouth. People are telling people, listen to this thing and hit that like, follow, or subscribe button. We cannot thank you enough. Always great to have you here every day at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.